Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Pop, pop. The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us. If you are on our military listening, a big supporter of our troops, and I know that the troops love their video games. Yes, this sees our sports talk networks that I'm on, most specifically the home network, Air Sports Byline in San Francisco, but we're talking video games just for an hour. That's right, just for a solitary hour, and this isn't just sports video games, this is all video games, and you know you love them. You know you do. I'm turning this off. Go ahead. But anyway, the rest of us, come on in. I'm a gamer like you. I don't make them. I don't know how to make them, but I know what's good, what's bad, what's ugly, what's worth your money, what's not, what's overhyped, what's underhyped. I judge a game by one criterion, and that is it fun? If it's fun, we'll play it. So what's good for you? Everybody has their own cup of tea, their tastes. What's good for you? What's bad? Let's talk about it together. It's a collaborative effort at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 gets you in and gets you heard, as I mentioned, coast to coast. We also are on the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM. That's 211 in progress. One Adam 12. See the man. Male Caucasian. So go ahead and listen to us that way. Also on your television sets on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider. That's in 35 million homes. We're also on apropos applications, including the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. It's all there. Apps, deep-fried mozzarella sticks, y'all. And if you want to get in on the Twitter, it's at Rick Tittle. Remember, I'm going to give away a brand-new game at 40 after. It's just about a half hour away. Very easy question. Send them to your answers to the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. At the end of the show, the cheat code for an older game. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com because we're going to do that as well. We have an interview coming up on the other side. Other than that, the lines are available, and I want to know from you, my unpaid correspondents, what have you been playing this weekend? What are you looking forward to? What's good? Do you have a PS5 yet? I sure as heck don't. So let's talk about it. 1-800-878-PLAY. It is the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back, y'all.
Ron Barr here. Now that people are getting out and exercising more, I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor helps those exercise-related pains and general muscle aches and pains. Now, if you're going to be working in the garden, you're going to be using your hands a lot. And if your hands hurt, listen to what Julia Brown had to say about using Relief Factor.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Be sure to check out Relief Factor at relieffactor.com or give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. Don't fear larger, more established competitors. Remember, you're introducing new products into the market because there is a need for them. You have something that your competition lacks. Many older companies are still hesitant or unwilling to shift their businesses online, leaving the door open for small businesses to win their customers and capture market share at a fraction of the cost. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business, and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
The double play!
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration. An air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show a couple of bros, Dave Sedaka and Tommy Donahue. And they are here to talk about Spectre Form, and most specifically the sim racing cockpit rig. I know you guys are brothers, but I have to ask you, Dave, even though I think it's spelled different, no relation to Neil, right?
Been getting that for many years. I'd say Neil Sedaka is with a K, and I'm the double C. But I can sing a few tunes for you if you want to continue this interview.
Well, the other thing is I'm in my 50s. Pretty soon there are going to be a lot of people that I never heard of Neil Sedaka, right?
That's for sure.
All right. Well, Tommy, let me ask you, when did this come together? You guys, it's during the pandemic. We have a lot of these sort of prototypical gaming chairs, and you guys weren't having them, were you?
No, exactly. We started last year during the start of the pandemic. I had been racing for a while on sim racing, and I decided, after trying out a few different chairs that my friends had and, you know, the amount of money that they spent on them, I just didn't like the way they felt, you know. It was uncomfortable in the wrong places. It wasn't sturdy enough. Just kind of things that you really wish for in a racing cockpit that I just wasn't getting.
So, what did you guys do, Dave? What's square one when it comes to something like this?
You know, it's funny. During the pandemic, you know, Tommy was just home from, you know, college, and I moved out of New York City during the pandemic, and Tommy had built this rig out of plywood. You know, we looked at it, and the esports, you know, gaming industry was growing rapidly. And I said, Tommy, you know, do people really use these? And he said, yeah, it's growing crazy. I said, let's fix this up a little bit. And then that's it. Last summer, we went to work. I mean, prototype after prototype in our parents' garage. We came up with a design that was, you know, three key benefits. It was adjustable, over 100 different adjustable positions. It was super sturdy, and it was affordable. What we wanted to be able to kind of let everyone have a racing cockpit.
Very cool. So now we get into the ergonomics of this, Tommy, because, you know, I'm 6'2". That's going to be a lot different to somebody who's 5'2". So how did you go about that?
Trust me, I know the challenge is there. I guess I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum. I'm a short guy. I'm about 5'4". So the necessary adjustments that need to be made to fit people turned out to be actually relatively simple. Everybody has a similar ratio, if you will, of, let's say, arm to seat bottom to the bottom of your foot, and then a bit of a leg bend. Once you figure that ratio out, which admittedly took some testing, we were able to design a system that made it adjustable so that you could get it no matter if you're between 6'2", let's say, or even 6'4", I think, down to about 5 foot tall. You can fit in there comfortably and still have, you know, the adjustable positions that you want to have.
So then it's one thing to say, listen, you know, we got this idea. Now you got to get, you know, Dave, you got to get the funding. You got to get people behind you unless you're already rich, which I doubt it. So how did you get this off the ground?
That's for sure. I mean, look, we're bootstrapping this right now, and that's what we did at the start. We found local resources because we wanted to have a, you know, made in the USA type feel for this product. You know, I made a bunch of phone calls. We found a local CNC shop with a commercial rig that was able to kind of help us out. We sourced, you know, product, you know, in Brooklyn, New York, and we brought it together. And, you know, I think when it comes to marketing, you know, like you said, we're not rich. We don't have a ton of money just to throw out. So what I thought was, you know, let's get some YouTubers, let's give them a free rig, let's get some reviews, and it actually worked out really great. You know, we got a lot of detail and a lot of good feedback.
How does that work, Tommy, when, you know, because I've never done anything like this. Did somebody come up to you and go, yeah, you know, if we do this in Macau, it'll only be 10 cents an hour for labor? I mean, did you hear some shady stuff?
I wouldn't say shady necessarily. I know that, at least in our area, north of New York City, there's a ton of people who have been doing work in New York City for buildings, for furniture and stuff like that. And then once the pandemic started, they were at a want for things to do, basically. So we were able to bring a business to them in terms of manufacturing this after I had designed it, and were able to kind of connect, I guess, the material distributor to the manufacturer himself. And then between three of us, we were able to figure out a way to efficiently get this package and sold to consumers.
Very interesting. A couple more questions for Dave Sedaka and Tommy Donahoe. So, can you describe what this thing looks like? Because when you hear cockpit, it brings to mind all sorts of things.
Yeah, so if we call it a cockpit because that's really the best word we can think about to describe it. In reality, if you were to look at this thing, which you can see on our website on spectiform.com, you can see that it has such a streamlined shape. It feels like when you look at it, almost you could throw a couple of axles on, maybe a transmission and an engine, and you got yourself a car right there. This thing... And I know I'm tooting my own horn a little bit because I love my own product, but this thing looks like it could drive out of the door at any moment. It is streamlined, it is comfortable, more importantly, but also it's sturdy and affordable. So being able to get this thing to fit both your idea of a race car, but also one of a cockpit and one that you can fit yourself into and really get into the racing zone was very important to us.
Let's talk about, let's talk brass tacks or talk turkey, as you say back there in New York, because... You know, to some people, Teslas are affordable. So what does affordable mean?
Yeah, so I think when we were looking at this product, we said, you know, what are the current cockpits on the market? And we want to be on that lower end that actually offers even more stability and sturdiness and just, like, adjustability compared to, you know, the masses out there. So our price point is around $250 plus UPS shipping that is reasonable across the United States.
Right. And also, we knew that people would be spending money on a wheel, on pedals, on their computer, on their monitor. And we didn't want our rig to be more expensive than any of those pieces individually, more, you know, or even combined. We want to make sure that someone can have their wheel and pedals and say, you know what, I want to have something I can mount this to that'll stay in place, but that won't break the bank. And I think that was very important to us to keep the price point low.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, too, you know, it looks really cool. And, you know, you can get into it and say, ah, oh, this is backbreaking, but it's not. But I'm just saying, looking very cool, too, it doesn't hurt. Now, the other thing is, one final question for you, Dave. In today's world, people are going to talk about things like sustainability. And did you injure any condors when you were making this? So how has it been for you when it comes to that?
Yeah, I think it was super important. I think for me, from my background, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, and Tommy's the mechanical engineer, and I I own a company called Pasta Life, and we make, you know, a gluten-free pasta drinking straw, and sustainability is really important to us. So when we looked at this and we were sourcing materials, we went with a product called Valcromat. It's a color throughout, about 30-40% stronger than MDF, and it's actually very eco-conscious and eco-friendly in terms of wood products out there.
It's from Spectre. Look for the little ghost. It is built by sim racers for sim racers, Spectre Racing Cockpit. And we have been speaking to the gentleman behind it, Dave Sedaka and Tommy Donahoe. So where do we go to pick these up?
Yeah, so right now you can visit our website at www.spectreform.com. And that's, you know, very seamless purchasing experience, and you get to actually really look at some of the YouTuber reviews on our page and some of the reviews. And, you know, I think I'd like to say we have a 64-year-old gentleman that absolutely loves the rig, you know, getting in and out of it, the comfort of it, and just the experience. So it really goes to show that, you know, really trying to, you know, make this for everyone. And we recently just launched our kids edition. So, you know, we want, you know, you to be able to, you know, 8-year-old son or nephew or cousin, sit down next to, you know, someone else and race alongside them. So that's really important to us.
Yes, SpectreForm.com. And remember, Spectre is R-E. Dave and Tommy, congratulations, man. And let's catch up down the road.
All right. Thanks so much, Rick. Great. Thanks for having us.
All right. No doubt. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Lines are available the rest of the way. 1-800-878-PLAY. Doing this show from my home on Skype, and the program that I'm getting, the music and such, it sounds like it's AM radio underwater from the Soviet Union on old VHS scratchy tape. I hope I don't sound that way. I hope it's just the way I'm hearing it. But it's a doozy. A couple of interesting notes when it comes to some older games. Okay, apparently I sound fine. Well, that's what's important. A couple of interesting notes. There was a classic Atari game found at a Goodwill in North Central Texas that sold for $10,000 at an auction. And it was a copy of the game Air Raid that was discovered by one of the employees there, Alex Juarez, who was savvy enough to notice it was worth something. Apparently, there are only a baker's dozen of these on the planet right now. So it went up for an auction for 1 week, and it sold for $10,590.79. Somebody's like, I don't know if that bid of 10,590 is going to do it. Add 70. No, 78. No, 79 cents. But it is the most valuable item that the company's e-commerce department has ever dealt with. And Juarez's father is a video game connoisseur and helped his son determine which game he happened to come across. And the game's unique T-shaped handle made it pretty easy for the older Juarez to identify. And it's unclear if the person who donated the game knew of its value before giving it to charity. I would probably think not. But they said with the 10 grand they earned from this, that Goodwill North Central Texas now can provide day habilitation services for a year for one adult with disabilities, or provide 20 homeless individuals with job placement services and community resources, or help 10 at-risk youth earn their GED and a paycheck at the same time. So, nicely done there, Juarez family. Now, here's the biggie, though. There was an unopened Legend of Zelda game from 1987. It's Legend of Zelda, you know, the gold one. The one that says, this is for the NES, and it says on the box, Legend of Zelda includes invaluable maps and strategic playing tips. That one sold for $870,000. That was at Heritage Auctions in Dallas. This was on Friday. And the auction house said it was a rare version that was created during a limited production run that took place a few months in late 87. This game was released in 86. So it's interesting. They said, in fact, Valerie McClecky, that's a good name, of Heritage Auctions, she's their video game specialist, saying, The Legend of Zelda marks the beginning of one of the most important sagas in gaming. Its historical significance can't be understated. It is a true collector's piece. Now, you might remember we talked about this in the spring. In the spring, Primavera, the auction house sold an unopened copy of Super Mario Brothers from 1986 that was forgotten about in a desk drawer for $660,000. You never know what you're going to get these days. I know someone who had a Mahomes rookie card just sitting around with a whole bunch of other football cards and just put it on eBay just for fun, and it got $550. Because somebody thinks, hey, this guy might be the best quarterback in history. This might be worth a couple million someday. So they're looking at it as an investment, obviously. But I think we're all sort of, and not that we're hoping for it, but we're just expecting this whole thing to blow up at some point, especially people are paying big money for Pokemon cards and stuff. You know, whether it's a Mike Trout card or it's a Mickey Mantle or it's a whatever it is, these cards just keep going and going up, up, up. Steph Curry one just sold the other day. This little piece of cardboard. At some point, this has to come crashing down, right? Like it did in the 80s. Apparently not just yet. But I remember when I was in the East Village in Manhattan a few years ago, they had a really cool video game store there that was just all old stuff. And it was going for premium prices. Like if I look through all, I've got at least 50 NES games, and I still have the original boxes. Of course, I played with them. But I would think that's why people say, oh, just sell them on eBay. What, so I can get pennies to the dollar? There are a lot of those NES games, which at the time, you know, some of them went for $50, you know, 1988, 89. And then, you know, I put it on eBay and it goes for $1.75, and then I have to mail it to somebody. What's the use in that? But then again, I just think about these. I mean, how many unopened Zelda games are there? You would think there's got to be a few, right? Just for fun. There was a guy I knew who in the 90s collected the Beanie Babies, you know, by Ty. Those little Beanie Babies. And he would buy every Beanie Baby that came out because he says, I'm going to get rich. He never did. He never did get rich, but bless him for trying. All right, one other thing. Looking at the emails here, rick@sportsbyline.com, I have an email here from Swati, who's emailing from Santa Clara, just down the road here, saying, Rick, what's the deal with Death Stranding Director's Cut? I saw a pre-order trailer. How can they get more into that game? First of all, Swati, thanks for the email. And the email address is rick@sportsbyline.com. I don't know. I'm with you. And this was Hideo Kojima himself. This is epic cross-continental hike to remake A Fallen Word. And you think about all those boxes up on your shoulder and tilting them and building those, for the lack of a better term, freeways. It was a memorable game. I never played anything like it. It was truly something that I've never played before. I can imagine going back again. But here's the thing. This is going to be on the PS5, and it says the definitive experience of the game, quote, packed with a ton of new content and enhanced gameplay features built from the ground up for the director's cut. These include additional weapons, equipment, and vehicles, as well as new storylines set within new gameplay modes and places to explore that weren't a part of the PS4 original. Norman Reedus, Daryl from The Walking Dead, he's back once again. Sam Porter Bridges. And this is going to be out on September 24th. The way you can look at it is you can just say Death Stranding for the PS5, not a port. Another way of looking at it is if you're a PS4 owner who has this game like me, you can say this is bunk because this should just be, a new season, new DLC, new maps. I think we've come to expect that now, and you could say we've been greedy or spoiled, but in a way, when a game is saying, hey, there's new stuff, a director's cut is supposed to be, like in Hollywood, the way the director wanted it. this movie is 3.5 hours. We want to get it down to about 145. That's outrageous. Okay, then it won't be released. Okay, let me cut it. And the director's like, finally, you can see it. You know, it's like I remember seeing the Apocalypse Now redo and the scene where they're eating at that French plantation and everyone's being quiet. I'm like, there's a reason that got the axe. Most boring 20-minute scene I've ever seen. So what this is, I mean, Death Stranding director's cut. I just feel bad if you love this game so much and you want the new weapons, equipment, vehicles, storylines. You have to now fork out for a new shiny disc only on the PS5. You know, I was just kind of kidding at the top of the show. I was saying, do you have a PS5 yet? I don't. Those came out in November, kids. It's July. Yes, I realize this is a pandemic. I realized that there was a shortage on microprocessors and chips and silicon and everything else. I understand that's why there's a shortage. And I sort of feel like, are we ever going to get to the point where you can walk into a Target or a Best Buy or a Walmart or, you know, a GameStop and just see a PS5 sitting there and be like, yeah, can I get one of those too? Sure. We're still not there yet. And, you know, I still check all the time online and people are selling them for $1,000. And I'm sorry, $500 is enough. There's no way I'm spending one penny more than $500. That's already an obscene amount of money. But I'll do it. I ain't spending any more than that. Who do you think I am? Tom Cruise at the European Championships? All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll give away a brand new game on the other side. Come on, bud.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and I'm just laughing because it sounds like the station's on fire. But as long as I sound okay. All right, Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. It is now time to give away a brand new game. This is pretty cool because it's a VR game. It's Sniper Elite VR, bullet porn as they call it. You see it go through heads and stomachs and ribs and all that other stuff for the PC, Oculus Quest, and PS4. Also, I thought it was supposed to also be on the Rift. It is on the Rift. Okay. Anyway, I have it here for the Quest. And my question is this a game about violence or is this a game about love? Aww. Just let me know. rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address. Second correct answer wins the game. Sniper Elite VR, published by Rebellion and developed by Just Add Water Developments and CodeSync Software. Took two Dell developers to get on that. Summary, look right down the barrel in the first game of the Sniper Elite series, made for play in a virtual reality environment. And it says, Journey to Southern Italy in 1943 in this first-person shooter, Sniper Elite VR, available now on the PlayStation VR, Steam VR, Oculus Rift, Oculus Quest 1 and 2. Check out the launch trailer. In Sniper Elite VR, fascist forces have occupied your Italian homeland. Using stealth, authentic weaponry, and your skilled marksmanship as an elite sniper, you will need to fight for the resistance in this exhilarating first-person shooter. The Italian resistance? You're talking about after they started losing, so they switched sides? I have to check on that one. Anyway, rick@sportsbyline.com. Send it in. Also, 3 days ago, we had National Video Game Day, and take for that what you want. I can see, like, all the time, hashtag, it seems like it's National Donut Day or National Pizza Day or National Hot Dog Day. Maybe three times a month the whole year. You know that? You have a friend that's like, well, you know, it is National Hamburger Day, so we might as well, today is, Wednesday, August 9th or whatever. Like, yeah. Oh. It always is on this day. This is when Hamburger invented it. Oh, is that his name? Anyway, National Video Game Day. It celebrates the world that game developers have created. They say, it's to teach how video games are good for children and adults alike and to let gamers, by the way, people, it's been proven kids who play video games have better social skills. Contrary to what most people think, some people think that video gamers are recalcitrant mavericks. Those are my words there. Big $2 words. Games also help you become a better problem solver. That was a study that was done back in 2013. Much better than that. Video games increase the brain's gray matter. Is that a good thing? Yes, because gray matter is associated with, wait for it, memory, perception, muscle control, and spatial navigation. Another way, what I always say is video games help your hand-eye coordination. There's no doubt about that. Video games have mental health benefits, relieving stress, being used in therapy, improving your heart's rhythm. Video games help improve vision And it said, in a study on 10 male students, findings showed that those who played video games were able to see objects more clearly in cluttered spaces compared to those who did not. That is part of the spatial resolution. Video gamers ease pain. This was a analgesic response to the body's cortical systems, according to Mental Floss. How about that? Due to the fast-paced setting in video games, they are skilled in adapting quickly. In fact, players who are immersed in fast-paced games are on average 25% faster in reacting to questions compared to non-players. Another study said, it's a good way to trick people into learning. Should we really be tricking? But I think what they're talking about there is not math, but things like cooking and chemistry and architecture and things like that. Video games can curb cravings like overeating, drugs. Gamers are less likely to bully others. Video games help address autism with their social interaction as well. Look, the list goes on and on. And if you're listening to me right now, you're probably already on my side. But it's true. It's absolutely true. And I always get, and I always try to say this, video games back. Is there only one back for video games? I think you understand. 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up, I'll let you know the new releases here in a couple minutes. But we also saw a few weeks ago that Nintendo Gallery Video Game Museum has been announced in Japan. So Nintendo is building a museum that will be dedicated to Nintendo's long history and various franchises. And I'm already looking, you can see it online, the way it's drawn up. And it's funny, it already has three big buses, like they're already busing people in. But it's going to be all new, and it will be located in Japan, obviously. The Uji Ogura plant is being converted into an all-new gallery that will showcase the entire history of the company and the many products and franchises that have led to Nintendo's success over the years. And look, we know about the big three, Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft. And, of course, Sony only got involved because they were going to make the CD-ROM for Nintendo, and Nintendo backed up, and they're like, all right, well, we'll just keep making them, and that's how PlayStation was born. And then Microsoft, Bill Gates wanted to play Tetris one day. I don't know, something like that. So, if you can think about Nintendo drawing back to their heritage, you can say, oh, was that in the 70s? Well, I mean, yes and no. Yes is the real answer, but also, if you want to go back to Nintendo, as far as its historical roots in Japan, it goes back to 1889. Dang, Tetris is that old? Is that when Pong came out, Rick? No. 1889, Nintendo began as a playing card manufacturer. The actual day of their first video game was 1977. Ha. I was in junior high. Damn, you're old. I know. I was in kindergarten in 1889, and then took me a long time to get to junior high in 1977. The Switch, by the way, is Nintendo's fastest-selling console and has surpassed all previous Nintendo consoles to date. And, you know, we were talking about last show about how when you think about the new changes that are going to be coming to the Switch and bigger and higher def, it's sort of like the evolution of the Game Boy, and then when you had the Game Boy XL, and this is before the SP, and of course DS, DS XL, they know what they're doing. They march to the beat of their own drum. And the best example of that ever was when the PS2 came out and it was going to play something called Blu-rays. And so then the Xbox came out and it also was going to show DVDs. And Nintendo waited. Those two things were on the market. And they said, GameCube. What? Just these little discs. Oh, high def? No. So you're not going to have DVDs or Blu-rays, and it's not going to be high def? No. And then what did it do? Well, all three systems did very well. But Nintendo didn't care. Super Mario Sunshine, you were running around, or I was running around, you probably were too, with a fire hose. It was like a water cannon that you had on your back. I mean, what are you doing? And then I heard the Zelda game was going to be cel-shaded. Cel-shaded? The Zelda game? No, I don't want my Link looking like that. Best game ever in that whole series. Say what you want. I'll do it with a southern accent. Say what you want. That one, when you were sailing around, best game ever. Of course, that was my nightmare scenario with that game. Whereas on the GameCube, you used to have, and it was the same with the old PlayStation 2, where you had those little memory cards and you put them in. And I don't know what happened, but I used to spread out the Wind Waker map for the GameCube and go island to island. And I was, I'm not going to say done, but I was three quarters done. Just dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of hours. And all my data went away, and I'd have to start all over again. And I said, no, I'm good. I couldn't face it, Maynard. All right, let's take a look at what's new this week. Clair de Lune. How about that, Debussy? It's a PC game. It's a first-person puzzler. Where the Heart Leads, that's an adventure game on the PS4 and PS5. Triversal, a PC puzzle game. It's on Tuesday. Curved Space, a Switch shoot 'em up. Little Witch Academy VR. This is a racing game. You're flying around on brooms on the PC. How about that? Guild of Darkseal. This is an action platformer on the Switch and the PC. It's very anime. Lost at Sea, Robert Redford, All is Lost, PC, PS5, Xbox, adventure game. We also have Labyrinth City, Pierre the Maze, that is Switch adventure puzzle game. Warhammer 40,000, of course, classic strategy on the personal computer. Trials of Mana, that's a Android and iPhone game, RPG. Dirt 5, that's on the Luna. What? The Luna still exists? The Luna still exists. And good for those people who forked out. Are you sure that's not Stadia? No, I said Luna. You lunatic. Streets of Rage 4. That's Stadia. That's an action beat-em-up. How about this? A Township's Tale. That's just on the Quest. Macrotus Mother, a Switch adventure platformer. What shall we call the game? How about Macrotus Mother? That's catchy. Also, F1 2021. There it is. It's back. Here it is. PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. Pretty cool. Observer, System Redo, an adventure game on PS4 and Xbox One. World for Two is an adventure game on the PC. Also very anime-y. And then on the Switch, and this is going to be on the 16th, The Legend of Zelda Skyward. Witness the origins of the Master Sword in The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword HD. And that will be on the old Nintendo Switch. Can't beat it with a sword. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back with the cheat code right here on Sports Pop.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. About to send you back to 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk on your respective networks. Also, SB Nation as well. All right, but emails, rick at sportsbyline.com for the cheats. And I have one here, an email from Doug. Doug writes in from Fort Worth. The thinking man's Dallas. That's what they tell me anyway. Rick, how do you get the talking head guy in Aladdin? Well, I mean, you're talking about a Genesis game. This is why I like the older games. The talking head is a guy named David Perry. He's the producer. It is one of the coolest debug codes that you could find in a game in the 90s, for sure. But what happens is you'll see him and he'll ask you to say your wish and you'll get a number of options to play around with, like level select and map warping. But this is how you get it. Go to the options screen and press AC, 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 BBB. Not too hard to remember. Once again, 4 times, AC, 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 and then BBBB, and then David Perry's head will appear. And this is the kind of thing you go, oh, it's really cool. But then on another hand, you're like, oh, this guy really wants attention. It's like, I thought of a cool Easter egg debug. What can we do? We'll have a genie, and the genie will grant wishes because, you know, it's Aladdin. Oh, cool. You know what? I've been giving it some thought. Yeah, boss? It'll be me. What? I want to be the – I don't, no genie. I want to do it. You want to do it. Whatever you say, sir. All right. Thanks for that. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review.